AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Good morning. A report from an investigative committee of the Texas House of Representatives says some 376 law enforcement officers rushed to the Uvalde, Texas school shooting scene, but egregiously poor decision-making led to more than an hour of chaos before the gunman was killed. State Representative Dustin Burroughs.
The training and standards we set for officers is if you know there is active shooting, active killing going on, or somebody is dying, the standard is you have to continue to do something to stop that killing.
19 students and two teachers were killed in the attack. In Indiana, three people were fatally shot and two injured when a man with a rifle opened fire in the food court of a mall. Greenwood Police Chief Jim Eisen.
The real hero of the day is the citizen that was lawfully carrying a firearm in that food court and was able to stop this shooter almost as soon as he began.
That sound courtesy WRTV. A Florida jury will hear opening statements today in the penalty trial of Nicholas Cruz, who carried out the February 2018 massacre at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. AP correspondent Donna Warder has the story.
How do you wish to plead?
I plead guilty.
The 23-year-old Cruz pleaded guilty in October to 17 counts of first-degree murder. What the jury will decide is whether he gets the death penalty or life in prison without the possibility of parole. Cruz opened fire in the Parkland, Florida high school's hallways and classrooms with an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle, killing 14 students and three staff members. For the death penalty to be imposed, the jury's decision must be unanimous. I'm Donna Warder.
Jury selection is scheduled to begin today in the trial of former presidential advisor Steve Bannon. He faces criminal contempt of Congress charges after refusing for months to cooperate with the House committee investigating the U.S. Capitol insurrection. This is AP News. A superhero remained the big attraction in movie theaters this weekend.
My superheroing days are over.
Not quite Thor. The numbers were down a lot from opening weekend, but Thor: Love and Thunder still brought in an estimated $46 million, good for number one at the box office and bringing its total global earnings to nearly half a billion.
Kevin.
Minions: The Rise of Gru clung to second in its third weekend. While the adaptation of the bestseller Where the Crawdads Sing brought in an estimated $17 million in its debut.
Every creature does what it must to survive.
Moviegoers liked it better than critics, giving it an A- cinema score. Top Gun Maverick and Elvis complete the top five. And finally, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck have gotten married. Lopez announced it in her newsletter for fans, a small ceremony Saturday in Las Vegas. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Did you know that if you are 20 years old now, there's a chance your great-grandparents might have met thanks to computer dating?
Did you know that under their main tongue, lemurs have another tongue?
I did know that because you and I, Andy, and I'm James, are hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish, a British podcast all about facts.
That's right. We have two other co-hosts, Dan and Anna. Every week, we tell you a selection of the most amazing, hilarious, bizarre, wonderful information that you've never heard before. It happens every week, and it's called No Such Thing as a Fish.
Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what's all this about computer dating?